prepared for his kind introduction, and I want to begin by thanking John for all the outstanding work he has done in the ministries that he has led over the past 4.5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we remain in a challenging parliamentary situation. We have now, and I cannot imagine our team having a better House leader than John Baird. And let's give them all once again a big round of applause for the job they all do. Yeah, on his ass. Turnout. You know, my friends back in Alberta like to think that they're the most conservative people in Canada. But I always tell them that they should meet our fellow conservatives from the National Capital Region. You know, the Ottawa region, Eastern Ontario, has been our strongest part, the strongest part of Eastern Canada for our entire party. They think out west when I tell them this, I'm kidding. Ils pensent que le gouvernement Ottawa a été libéral depuis si longtemps que les gens d'ici doivent tous être libéraux. So I explained to them that so many people here are hardcore conservatives because the government in Ottawa was liberal. You know the difference between how good government should work and how badly government worked under the Liberals, and that's why people in this part of the country are some of the truest, bluest, and strongest conservatives in all of Canada. En fait, mes amis, nous, en tant que conservateurs, nous avons tous et toutes de nombreuses raisons d'être fiers. Indeed, friends, we as Canadians and as conservatives all have a lot to be proud of. And I think in many ways, of the four and a half years since we took office, I think the past year has in many ways been our country's best yet. Nous avons commencé avec les Jeux Olympiques et Paralympiques, les meilleurs Jeux d'hiver que nous ayons jamais connus. We began with the Olympic and Paralympic Games in Canada, the best winter games we've ever had. And can you believe the performance of our Canadian athletes winning more gold medals? I'm proud to say that at the G8 and G20 meetings we held right after the unprecedented G8 and G20 summits, from child and maternal health, to deficit reduction and fiscal consolidation, to financial sector reform, we made progress on every major item we tackled, and in every case, it was Canadian solutions leading the way for the world. Federation's 143rd birthday on Parliament Hill, right in this region, with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in attendance, and a record crowd of 100,000 Canadians celebrating. Oh, mes amis, nous vivons une année extraordinaire et la situation est fort différente qu'à pareille date l'an dernier. Comme la chute économique mondiale faisait alors toutes les manchettes et personne ne savait quand ou comment elle finirait. Of course, as it turned out last summer, Canada was already beginning to turn the corner. So we are having an amazing year, and things are very different than they were a year ago, friends, where the headlines were all about global economic freefall, and no one knew how or when it was going to end. Now, friends, if there is one thing more than any other, our party, all of us, should be proud of, it is our success in successfully steering Canada's economy que 16 000 projets sont en chantier partout au pays. Under our economic action plan, some 16,000 projects are in progress right across the country. And friends, it's important to note how we did this. We didn't create new bureaucracy. We didn't create new entitlements. We didn't invent projects out of thin air or just shovel short-term money out the door. We identified projects that were already being planned, projects of long-term benefit for our communities and our economy, and then we moved them forward so that the work would happen during the downturn when our economy needed that work. Here in Ottawa, for example, we're helping construct the beautiful new Ottawa Congress Center. We're building the Strandheard Armstrong Bridge. We're improving roads and highways throughout the region, including Aviation Parkway, Rockcliffe Parkway, the Ottawa River Parkway. We're repairing the walls and locks of the Rideau Canal. We're making major improvements in the public transit system. In the region here, we've invested in the Eastern Ontario Development Program to help small communities attract capital investment, upgrade technology, and stimulate economic activity, including, by the way, helping construct the broadband internet network that will expand high-speed internet access to a million homes and businesses. Because this is really unprecedented among all the other major economies. Over the past year, our economy has gained more jobs than were lost in the entire recession. The only advanced country we need to come close. Demand for our products is increasing. Our government is opening markets in Asia, in Europe, in the Americas. Our business tax rates are falling to the lowest in the G7. Et notre déficit et le fardeau de notre dette sont les plus bas de toutes les grandes économies développées et de loin à part. And our deficit and debt burden, never forget this, friend. Yes, we have a deficit. But our deficit and our debt are the lowest among the major developed economies, and they are the lowest by far. Now, friends, these are huge achievements, but we cannot rest on our laurels. Le fait est, chers amis, que l'économie mondiale reste très fragile. The truth is that the global economy, the global recovery, remains very fragile. In our principal market, the United States, the unemployment rate remains 1.5% higher than ours, something that has not happened in my lifetime. And there is a new emerging risk, mountains of debt that are accumulating, especially in some major advanced economies. That's one of the issues, by the way, that under Canada's chairmanship at the G20 in Toronto, we tackled. We agreed that deficits are to be at least halved by 2013, and government debt burden stabilized or reduced by 2016. But I want to be clear, these are minimum targets. In Canada, we will achieve both of these targets in all likelihood by as early as next year, and if we stay on course, we will balance our budget years ahead of us. If we stay on course, because as you know, there are others in Parliament, the opposition coalition, the Liberals, the NDP, and the Bloc Québécois, who don't want us to make deficit reduction a priority. Au contraire, plutôt que d'éliminer progressivement les mesures de relance alors que l'économie s'améliore, la coalition de l'opposition, les libéraux, l'NPD et le Bloc nous demandent de dépenser davantage. On pourrait l'appeler la coalition et dépensier compulsif. The fact is, friends, no matter how much we spend, the opposition coalition always says it's not enough. They say make it bigger,
do it longer and make it permanent. But friends, we will not do that because that would create permanent growing deficits. That's not our position. Sous notre gouvernement conservateur, le Canada ne retournera pas à l'époque des déficits annuels croissants. Under our conservative government, Canada will not return to the era of growing annual deficits.
Mes amis, nous ne pourrons pas réussir en nous pliant aux demandes de la coalition de l'opposition qui réclame toujours une augmentation de vos taxes et de vos impôts.
We will not achieve this, by the way, by doing what the opposition coalition has repeatedly demanded, and repeatedly demanded, by the way, during this recession, and that is that we raise taxes. They have demanded repeatedly that we raise the federal sales tax back up 2 points to 7%, that we bring in legislation to hike business taxes back up, that we bring in a carbon tax to pay for the Kyoto Accord, and that we raise EI premiums high enough so that anyone, anywhere, who works for 45 days can start collecting EI for the rest of the year. Friends, that is not our position. Our conservative plan is clear. L'époque où le Canada était une administration au lourd fardeau fiscal terminé. Canada's days as a high tax jurisdiction in the world under this government are over. I want to talk about a couple of other areas where your conservative team has been hard at work for you and for Canadians. Premièrement, nous donnons finalement aux forces canadiennes l'équipement dont elles ont besoin. Et le respect qu'elle mérite. Friends, first of all, and in many ways, this is the thing I am most proud of our government, of what we've accomplished, what I've accomplished, at least in my role, small role in it as Prime Minister. We are finally giving the Canadian forces the equipment they need and the respect they deserve. Legislation. And it was revealed that Lord, in secret, was granting pardons to notorious sex criminals. We did exactly the same thing. We tabled legislation. Now, friends, you know, whenever I go through this list, you would think that these would be things that everybody could support. Not the Liberals, the NDP, and the Bloc Québécois. Les libéraux, l'NPD, le Bloc, tentent sans cesse de bloquer les réformes du système de justice pénale. Every time we had one of these things, we had to fight these guys every step of the way. But we are going to keep fighting them because we have been clear, and Canadians have been clear to us, they want a justice system where the highest priority is not the rights of the criminal, it is the protection of law-abiding citizens.
Obstruction for the sake of obstruction, opposition without any real alternatives,
Et mes amis, ça nous rappelle qu'une coalition libérale, NPD, Bloc, est quelque chose que nous ne pourrons jamais laisser se produire au Canada. And friends, every time we deal with this and I look across the House, it reminds me of one of the highest duties we have to Canadians as the government of this country. And that is to make sure that a coalition of the Liberals, the NDP, and the blockade clause is something that never happens to this country. Le succès ne sera pas automatiquement au rendez-vous. And here's why. Well, there's many reasons, but for all the improvement we have had in our economy, success in this world, my friends, is not guaranteed. The global recovery, as I told you, is fragile. The risks beyond our borders are high, and if we make bad choices here in Canada, the world will not be forgiven. Our answer to the recession has been an effective but a short-term program of stimulus spending. The opposition coalition wants permanent new entitlement programs. We've lowered taxes and we want to keep them down. The opposition coalition has voted against every single one of those tax cuts, and they want to reverse every single one of those tax cuts, and they want to put a carbon tax on top of it. We want to expand our trade. Some of these guys in the opposition don't even believe in trade with the United States. You know, when I look across the way, I listen to these guys on economic policy. I'm reminded that centuries ago, there used to be people called alternates. I think they were called alternates. And they spent years, decades, centuries, trying to figure out how to turn lead into gold. I think the opposition is trying to figure out how to turn gold into lead. Some of you may ask me tonight, when will the next election be? I tell everybody, you have to ask the Liberal NDP Bloc Québécois Coalition. Because the truth is, Canadians don't want an election, and our government isn't seeking an election. Notre préoccupation est la priorité principale des Canadiens et des Canadiennes, et c'est l'économie de notre pays. Our principle, our main priority, is the number one priority of Canadians, and that is the economy of this country. I have a very important message I want you to hear and leave with tonight, and that is we must be under no illusion. The opposition coalition can force an election at any time, and when that election does come, Canadians are going to face a pretty stark choice. Les libéraux, le NPD et le Bloc formeront une coalition s'ils obtiennent une majorité de sièges au Parlement. Ils cacheront, bien sûr, leur intention pendant la campagne, mais ils le feront dès le lendemain des élections. Friends, next time the choice will be either a parliament, where we conservatives have a majority of seats, or the Liberals, NDP, and Bloc Québécois have a majority of the seats. And friends, if they have a majority of the seats, regardless of what they tell you during an election, they will form a coalition the day after that election is over. Last time they waited, and they found out that meant they couldn't get away with it without having another election, and we all know what would have happened if they'd ever gone to the people on that question. They would have been slaughtered. So Mr. Ignatieff has waited, hoping Canadians will forget the deal that he signed with the NDP and the Bloc Québécois. But next time, friends, if they get a chance, they will not wait. As I said, they'll do it the day after the election if they can, and the only way to stop them is to make sure we elect a majority conservative government. solide bilan. Nous avons une excellente équipe conservatrice ici à travers le pays. Et par-dessus tout, nous pouvons compter sur le gros bon sens de la population canadienne. We can do it, we have a solid government record, we have a strong conservative team, and above all else, we have the common sense of the Canadian people on our side. But I want to say this, I think actually we have something bigger than that now. Something a lot different than we had 5 years ago. That is, friends, I think we have a Canadian population where national pride, genuine national self-confidence is higher than it has ever been. Friends, it's hard to believe that a few short years ago, your federal government thought the only way to make Canadians feel good about themselves was to bash our American friends. Friends, we don't have to do that. We've got the most successful economy in the world. We've got the most stable democracy in the world. We've got the most culturally diverse, yet the most harmonious society the world has ever known. And friends, a country like that is never going to settle for being anything less than the best it can be, and it is never going to settle for being Mr. Ignatius' second or third choice. Citizens from coast to coast. And that's why, with your help, I know we will achieve what we want to achieve, just as we've done it every step of the way. I thank you for all of your assistance, for how far we've come, and all your assistance for how far I know we're going to go in the future. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.